In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. Make sure you download the iHeart app and subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles. For my Apple users, hit that purple mic on your front screen, subscribe to the Gangsta Chronicles, and leave a 5-star rating and comment. We'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. And guess what? I don't have my homeboys here tonight. Ada is currently on tour, and James is out there taking care of that badass grandson that he is. So I'm here solo tonight, but I'm not by myself. I'm with my homeboy, Uncle Beats. Beats, what's cracking with you, big dog?
Man, in the streets like white lines on the corner like a stop sign.
For sure. We was just together a few days ago over at Cowboys, over at Cowboys Spot, discussing that Nipsey Hussle trial and everything. And we could have been getting our interview in live and in person that day, but we sat and chopped up some other business with the homies, so it was cool.
Right, definitely.
You actually wound up doing pretty good, man. So tell me, man, you're originally from Chi-Town, correct?
Chi-Town until it go down.
For sure. And you, man, you don't have your hands in a whole bunch of different mess, man.
I definitely have. You know, from the beginning. It's just, you know, God be having the will and he just see you the way he see you, you know. So I was around, you know. Some made me start rapping, and that just really opened a lot of doors for other stuff for me.
brother stuff. So you know what? We gonna go to the streets first, though.
Let's go.
You had your hand in a whole bunch of stuff. You know, we gonna get into. If you don't mind, you cool with that?
Oh, not a problem. I'm an open book. So let's
go. Man. At one time, man, you was knee deep in the D game. Let's talk about it, man.
Well, you know, that was back in the day when I was a shorty. Then my cousin, she ended up getting signed to a record label that was, my cousin H. Dot did it. She got signed to a record label that was owned by the one and only Larry Hoover called Ghetto Prisoner Records. She was the only artist that they ever had on the record label, too. So once she did that, now I'm able to be around Rap-A-Lot and the Bushwick Bills and different stuff. And, you know, he took a liking to me. And now I'm in the music business. I'm moving around with them and at all her shows. And that's when I said, man, I can do this. And then I just seen the background of it. But I was on the street doing my thing. So the music had to sit to the side because at the end of the day, I'm from Inglewood, Chicago. Y'all go look that up. And, you know, I just got into the money now. That Fed case I caught, that was later on. But, you know, they was late, man. I was done. I was done with the game. But as I said
before, that's how it usually happened, right?
That's how it usually happened. Because I hang with some dangerous dudes, you know. So my family is my family and my friends is my friends. So, you know, the feds really couldn't believe that I was out here legit making money, and I'm doing all the money videos on YouTube and Facebook when people weren't really doing that. So they're like, oh, they gotta be illegal. But every dollar I had a paper trail to it. So it's like I wasn't worried about it, but they definitely indicted us and took us down. My cousin about to come home right now. We're working on that right now. It's looking real good for him, my cousin Monte Anderson. But yeah, man, people say it can't be done. I beat the feds, you know, and yeah. I ain't have to snitch. I have to do none of that, you know, and I was facing life.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Now, what was the Fed case on? It was on drugs. It was a drug conspiracy, right?
A drug conspiracy. It was a heroin conspiracy. So They said we moved like 1,000 keys. And when I say I beat bodies, I mean that they said people OD'd off of heroin that we supposed to have supplied, you know. So they indicted us. Man, I done been on, my son and dad, my mom died. I was in a coma from COVID, and that Fed case was the worst thing that ever happened to me, man. I can honestly say that. It's like nothing worse than being locked up when you know you're innocent.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that's got to be crazy. Now, what a lot of people don't understand about, especially when it comes to that form of narcotics, that if somebody, that's narcotics period, if somebody happens to die off your product, you are going down for murder.
You're going down for murder. You're going down for drug-induced homicides.
So that's crazy. So obviously you're here speaking to us. How did you get out of that?
Well, you know, of course, I'm in jail listening to everybody saying, nobody beats the feds, nobody beats the feds. And, you know, at the end of the day, I can't lie. I just put it in my mama and my sister hands. I'm like, hey, I'm finna sit in here and be the best. If I'm going to the joint, I'm finna be the best criminal it is. Like, I the whole neighborhood and the feds anyway. So I'm like, that's what I was going with. So once they start coming, first, they offered me 20 years. I didn't take that. They dropped down to 10. Didn't take that. So now, my sister and my mom, like, they dropping. Their case must be weak on you. So now they come down to 7. I want to take that. They come down to 5. I want to take that. They offered me some drug class. I never did drugs in my life, so I want to take that. They offered me probation. So I called home and said, oh, no, now y'all hear about this probation thing? And my sister's like, man, want to take none of that? What kind of dude is you, man? You can't sit in jail for a good time and fight this case. And I'm just cracking up like, she is something else.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest.
It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, man, I went all the way. I didn't even take probation. And they had to dismiss it. And I can't take all the credit. My co-deans flat out said, hey, why do y'all have beats? He do music. He ain't got nothing to do with this. Mm. And, you know, that just ate them up. So when people be like, nobody can beat the feds. And, I had a great lawyer, which was Dan O'Day.
Yeah, you had a great lawyer, not to cut you off. You had a great lawyer, and you had great crimes because they kept it 100.
They kept it 100.
And usually people don't do that. If you in there with them, they want to keep you in there with them. As crazy as it sounds.
And to me, that's worse than a snitch. For you to let somebody sit in jail and you know they didn't have nothing to do with what you had to do. You know, my cousin, Monte, a.k.a. Banger, he was already in the joint. He said they came and got him from the state joint. Said, yep, we got Beats, we got DeAndre, we got Walt. They showing him everybody we got. And he said, all I can say was, of course, somebody want to call me. Yeah, he like, they came to the state joint to get my cousin. And he said, we got Beats, we got I just had to tell his ass stop calling me. Okay. So they go to the joint my cousin was in a state joint already. They go to get him and they tell him, hey, we got Beats, we got Lil Cub, we got Walt. And he tell him, well, what y'all got Beats for? He got nothing to do with this. I'm the one that sell dope. Y'all see where y'all coming to get me from. And you know, I don't think they expected him to say that. I think they thought he was gonna do anything to save himself, but you know, we're not built like that. So I literally sat in jail 6 months because I wouldn't tell them people nothing. I wouldn't say nothing. So my lawyer was like, hey, if you talk to these people, they're willing to let you out on bond. I'm like, man, I ain't talking to them. They say, no, they just want you to say you didn't know nothing. And I'll tell y'all what they did that in a second. So I'm like, well, I'm not talking to them. So now we're going to court, and me and my cousin is talking through the cells. And he's like, man, you know, I thought you were smart, but you might be the dumbest dude that I ever met. I said, what you saying? He said, all they want you to do is say you didn't know we were selling drugs and you could go home. He's like, man, are you nuts? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, man, but I don't want to tell y'all up with nothing. He's like, how are you going to tie us up saying you don't know nothing? Now, the reason they did that, the reason they wanted me to do that, because they really got caught in the facade of seeing me with the cars, the money, and the different stuff, because I'm promoting the rap. Mm-hmm. So they snatched me up, and they found out I'm 100% legit. So when they dismissed my case, they made me sign that I wouldn't sue them for malicious prosecution. They wanted me to say, I didn't want me to say, like, yeah, they're my cousins. They was hanging with me, doing security, helping with the label, whatever. They just wanted to say that they didn't just pick me up for no reason. You know what I'm saying? That it looked like to them that I was the head of the drug organization. And, you know, that's how I beat the case.
Oh, that's crazy. And then, so when you got out, you jumped straight back into the music biz, correct?
Well, I was more behind the scenes at first. I had a partner who, I don't have no paperwork on him, so I can't say. But when we caught the Fed case, he just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at him. But then when I got out, still never got in touch with me. So I'm like, what is this dude doing? Like, this is what we've been building. So, you know, everybody say he was working. But then after that, man, I just really got to it. Project Patton, Deli Daddy just really showed me how to get to it, and I just really got to it.
Yeah, I want to say something real quick. Shout out to the whole 3-6 Mafia. You know, I do a lot of stuff with a lot of people, man, but y'all showed me all so much hospitality, man, from Crunchy Black, man, the Gangsta Boo, just everybody else. I wish I would have went to the Versus.
Yeah, because you know you was good if you want.
Yeah, but, you know, that's when that C word, I don't like saying no here, but that's when that C word was thick around. and everything, and I wasn't trying to go catch it again.
I ain't mad at you.
I wasn't trying to go catch it again, but you was. You do a lot of work with them, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely with Project Pat. I had to slow down with Crunchy, though, man.
What's going on with Crunchy? That's the homie, man. He crazy as all get out, but that's the homie, though. What's happening with Crunchy?
I don't know, man. I had to stop dealing with him, man, because he was... I mean, hey, when you don't want to pay me, I can't work with you, man. It's just that simple, you know? Mm-hmm. Good guy, though. If I want him to do a verse with one of my friends or whatever, he'll do it. Interviews, he'll do it. But when it comes time to pay me, he think what I do wasn't worth no money, and it's like, you can't be telling me, man, we split 50-50. Then when it's time to pay, when the money come, I got to hear these stories, you know? And it ain't even like it was a bunch of money. It was just the principle, you know? So it's like, I'm going to have to let you do your thing, man.
I feel that, man. But you kept the relationship and step open with him?
Yeah. Well, you know, I came around him through Project Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I was with Juicy. He had a show BET weekend. I was out there with Juice, bro. It's like, they weren't even messing with Crunchy when I started messing with them. Then once I started messing with Crunchy, that's when they started messing with Crunchy again. So, you know, I wish them the best. I just can't deal with them.
Now, let me ask you this, man, because 3-6 Mafia is actually one of my favorite groups, man.
Yeah.
Good groups always had wicked production, man. Always just had some real groundbreaking music. Working with people like them got to be a headache because it seems like them dudes are in 24/7 party mode all the time. However, just how their music sound, that's almost how they live in life to the extreme, right?
I could say Crunchy is that. Crunchy is going to have a good time. I can't take that away from Crunchy. Juicy and Paul, I ain't never seen nothing but a business side of them all day long. Project Pat, he's just a real OG, you know.
Well, Pat is out there, and I know Pat love the West Coast. I ain't got to catch up with him yet, but I know he love it out here. Project Pat, you see, I'm on here with your homie Uncle Beats, man. I need that interview, dog. All
right, we gonna make
come
that
sit
happen.
Down with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear first. My man Uncle Beats say he gonna make it happen.
Yeah, he make that
happen. That's you know what I'm saying? Uncle Beats is like my connect back to the Midwest and to the South. You did.
Okay.
One of the most powerful dudes down there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make that happen. You know that. Hemp, now, I have to say, a lot of rappers I deal with, straight business. But when it comes to Kelly Pitts on the West Coast from South Central Cartel, Young Fraud,
and Project right
Pat,
there.
They're my brothers, man. It ain't no way around it. You know, it's like we check on each other. We don't even be talking about no music stuff. Like that's real family right there.
Yeah, speaking of South Central Cartel and the homies right there, y'all gonna be seeing them on here again real soon. They some good cats, man. They don't get the recognition they deserve sometimes.
You know what's crazy about that? Like I was just looking at when I was out in LA. When I'm at the awards, I'm like, everybody is wearing their hair like how South Central Cartel used to wear their hair. Like all the guys got the little single braids and stuff. Like, wow, they started that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you say, they don't get the recognition.
Yeah, they don't often get the recognition. So you got some recognition too in another way, man. You were on. I know everybody remembers Jerry Springer and Steve Wilkos when all that was cracking on there, where they just had the baby daddy. They was exposing baby daddies back in the day, like 40 Going North. How did you wind up on that show, man?
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I ended up on Steve Wilkos. I'm glad you brought that up because I'd like to speak on that any chance I get. Now, I ended up on Steve Wilkos because a lady named Alexis Scott came up missing. This is 2 weeks after she came out to Vegas to a birthday party, a bachelor party that one of my people was having with a stripper. The stripper said, hey, I want to bring one of my homies. Well, hey, you can bring her, I don't care. So the bachelor party ended up getting canceled because dude, he brings his fiance and her bridesmaids over to the house. We having a bachelor party. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ain't having no bachelor party. So they end up really just coming out there to hang out because it got shut down. So they went kicking it with some dudes. And one of the and Alexis left with one of the dudes that went to Sacramento. Okay. So her buddy called, her buddy hit me like, man, come pick me up. I don't know where Alexis went. So later that day, she hit her up and said, yeah, I went to Sacramento. And I'm like, oh, well, she better figure something out because I'm going to Costa Rica. When I get back to Chicago, I'm not finna miss my plane for her. Like, that's pretty far to where she done went to. That's like being in Chicago and somebody, oh, I'm in Memphis, come pick me up. I'm like, oh, I don't know. You better figure that out. Yeah. So she ended up having a terrible experience when she was down there in Sacramento. Dude tried to pimp her out or whatever it was, but she came back home. Mm-hmm. But then when she came up missing from a house in Peoria, Illinois, 2 hours outside of Chicago, some kind of way, they telling the lady mama that I had something to do with it, that I had got her kidnapped because some money came up missing when she was in Vegas, $500. I'm like, none of this makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the police called me about this. And, you know, this is one time I want to talk to the police without a lawyer. I ain't gonna lie, because I was so appalled that somebody would even put me in this, you know? So I think they thought I was going to come down there and like, yeah, I'm a choir boy. I said, yeah, I hang with gangsters, but they ain't kidnapped no broad. Like, what y'all got me here for, you know? Mm-hmm. So, honestly, it's funny how God works. God is amazing. I'm riding with one of my female friends, and I tell her, like, I really done everything in life that I set out to do plus more. I say the only thing is I don't like having that I kidnapped this girl on my name. Phone ring, it's Steve Wilkos. Like, instantly, like that. And they're like, her mama wants you to come on the show? And I'm like, no problem. I'm like, how much y'all paying me? And they're like, oh, we ain't paying people. I'm like, well, y'all showing up for Merkel, like, y'all got to pay me. So we worked that out. I went on the show. I said, I'm going to answer whatever questions the mama want me to ask. And I passed the test. Offered to help them and pay for a private investigator or whatever they were trying to get. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I don't want nothing from you. This test is wrong. I'm like, yeah, but you're the one who had me come on here. I didn't have you come on here. Mm-hmm. So I passed the test and that proved it, but it's like, never. Like, why would I kidnap a female? It don't make sense. But I'm not mad at that lady.
So they had you on national TV because that's a big show.
Yeah, national TV. It's worldwide.
You could have low-key sued them. You know what? We could go to that clip real quick. Let's find that clip real quick, man. Cool. And I'm pretty sure it got to be online, right?
If you put up Uncle Beach Steve Wilkos, it'll pop up.
Let me see. I'm about to pull this on here, y'all. We're about to see my man. He was actually on there. So let me ask you this, man. Is it really like it is on when you see it on TV?
Yeah, it was real. Wasn't it? I ain't gonna lie, they did ask me to like curse her out and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm not finna do that. You know, they tried to. So when she was coming at me, I kind of knew they told her to do that. But other than that, yeah, everything was nothing fake about it. Even with the other people's stories who was there when I was there, I ain't seen nothing fake.
All right, for sure. We about to take it on there. I see you on there. Hold on. Let me see something.
You are a liar. That's my daughter. Well, why the proof? Prove it.
Was he involved?
You had nothing to do with her discipline. Nothing to do.
I do hang with some bad dudes that time, but I did not kidnap nobody.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with her coming out missing. I did a lot of stuff, but I did not kidnap nobody. This is crazy.
You said my face lied to me. I know 100% these are the truth involved. Don't say nothing to me. You are a liar. You are 100% wrong. You took my daughter knowing she couldn't get anything out there.
How you take
it? You did. Because you paid for it.
And she was about to pay for her own ticket. No. You sound crazy.
Yeah, you was like, you got to be giving her money. Why are you giving her money? I can drop
her.
I
don't care. You was supposed to pay me.
I don't care. I don't even need her there.
But she came
with the tag in of the other
side.
Why
the tag?
She came with
the other side.
Everybody
always has
to be.
Call her a ticket to get back.
Was it
she want to run
out the show down? Was it your job to talk to her? Well, Joe John paid what?
I put some scribbles
on your job. She worked for you, but you already
crazy.
No, I ain't crazy.
I booked the first scribble party. She didn't show up.
I ain't crazy.
I didn't need, after that, we got nothing to talk about.
No, we do have something to talk about.
You sound crazy, man.
You sound crazy.
You tell the people, I got my mafia kid.
You crazy. Yeah, you
didn't even know about
my daughter.
You sound crazy.
And you told me.
I never told you. I never talked to you in my life. I told you call me
really?
So I can help you.
I
told you call me. You didn't call
me.
Well, what proof? You got proof for nothing. Only reason I haven't blasted you on Facebook and stalked you because you let people send you up.
You
the people that send you stuff.
You
might be doing stuff with that girlfriend.
Okay.
You'll be jealous. Have you ever thought about that?
Nothing
point back to you. How did you get involved with her daughter?
Her daughter hit me up on Facebook trying to see what's up. Because I smell good, look good, and I live good. And she wants to be on the money train. She came and met me at the studio one time. She had a little girl with her that looked like she was underage. She put out her ID. She still was 20. I said, I still don't want nothing to do with her. I'll holler at you another time. She hit me up again, telling me how she makes so much money. Being a prostitute, make $3,000 a day. I say, boy, everybody should be a prostitute there. They make $3,000 a day.
She told you she was a prostitute.
Yeah, she said she, and could I get a hotel? Well, I said, hey, I don't do none of that. I just need dancers to come on tour with us and sell merchandise. Do you want to do that? She said, no. So I had no use for her.
How did you buy her a ticket to Vegas?
The way I ended up buying her a ticket, I booked a stripper to come to a bachelor party. And she said, I want to bring my friend. So I said, well, she could come if she buy her own ticket. I showed her mama and the whole world the inboxes where I'm telling her, you got to buy your own ticket if you want to come. She said she don't have a debit card. And I told her I would pay cash. I would pay for it. And you can give me the money when you get to Vegas.
And did she give you the money?
She did. She said something she forgot.
Did you see her out in Vegas?
Yeah. They stayed at the crib that I had. I didn't even stay there. I was at a condo. But there was a bunch of people at the house. The next morning, one of the guys said somebody stole his $500, which I figured was a lie because everybody was gambling. He probably just... He blamed on her, so I bought tickets for her and her friend.
That lady's mama looked like she hot as fish grease too, dog.
This is what happened. And not to mention, I spent more than $500 on the tickets. They didn't, when it's time to go, because they went out that night, and Alexis texted her friend and said, she's in Sacramento. I said, well, she got a problem, because I got a places I got to be on Tuesday. I'm not staying in Vegas waiting for no grown person to come back. So... the girl was crying. Oh, they going to say that deal. Hey, that's on you. The ticket's going to be changed. I'm going home. And probably a month later.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hear she comes up missing when the police hit my line. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
So the police came to you with the questions you about?
Well, no, they called me.
Oh, they called you.
Then I'm out.
All right.
I'm at the car wash one day watching the movie. And then the police,
That's enough of that right there. Now, that had to be a crazy feeling, man, being on that show. Because that lady just got all up in your face and everything, man. Like how did you feel when you saw her moms?
I really was happy that we was there and the test went on because I knew I was going to pass the test.
So they gave you a lie detector test?
Yeah, they gave us a lie detector test.
Okay.
And I was just hoping that she would let me help her after I passed the test. And she didn't. She was just... Now, they called me... The lady who she had having a business for, she called me like afterwards and was like, yeah, would you still willing to help us and get the private investigator? I think they needed like $10,000. And I was like, yeah, I'm willing to do that. If she go and apologize to me on Facebook and stuff publicly, the same way she blasted me.
That's what I was going to say. She'd have to apologize to me, dog. She was accusing you of some manly stuff, dog.
Yeah, like stuff that you can go to jail for a long time.
Yeah, like she could have got you locked up, dog, because first of all, you know, you see somebody's mama, and the lady was in a real, like, crazy emotional state of like, man, she, you know, her daughter was missing, which is understandable, but she looked like she already had it made up in her mind that you had something to do with that.
Yeah, and it's like, before that lie detector test, people really was like, they don't know if I done did it or not. So it's like, to me, it was just dangerous, because... Yeah, like I told the police, I said, hey, man, y'all got to let this lady say this stuff. I'm going to protect myself to the fullest of my capabilities if somebody run up on me and they out of order. And it's like, because me, if somebody in my family came up missing, I couldn't see the person who's getting accused. You know, I couldn't see the person who's getting accused. And before the Steve Wilco stuff, I was out in L.A. feeling good, and I'm on the rooftop. So I hadn't responded to none of this stuff that they were saying about me. So I do a live, and I'm talking about it, and I'm a little graphic with it. And somebody in her family hit me up, like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on, but it just hurt to hear somebody talk about my family member like this. So everything I put up about it, I took it down, you know, because it's like I feel them.
Yeah, I could feel that too, but that lady was in the wrong. But I think where I fought her at, my biggest issue with her is that she didn't apologize to you once she found out the truth. Once she found out the truth, she should have went up there just like she publicly exiled you. She should have went up publicly and said, you know what, I was wrong. I apologize to this man.
Yeah, and that never happened. Now, the person who worked for her, she did, but... You weren't the one on the TV. You're not.
Yeah, that's not her, dog. Because as quick as she went publicly to admonish you, she should have came back to apologize to you in the same manner.
That's it. And I think people would have looked at. I think people looked at her different for not apologizing to me about it. You know. So yeah, it was unreasonable. But I definitely hope they find her. You know, I don't think nobody did nothing to her, because it's been like, I want to say since like 2018 or 2017. And
so that's 5 or 6 years.
Right. And I just can't, the dudes that they're accusing of kidnapping her and all that, I just can't see them being that capable to get rid of somebody's body and not get caught. I just can't see that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, you know, just to go back, just to make sure I got clarity on everything, she was in Las Vegas with you, but it trailed off to Sacramento.
Exactly.
See, once they do that, man, because that's long way away, man. Sacramento's a long way from Vegas.
That's a long way.
You know, they're both on the West, but that's a ways away, dog.
Once a friend told me she left with a light-skinned dude with some long hair, I said, oh, she was pimping now.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. Now. Pimping got her now, dog. Once you say this light-skinned dude with the long hair, just as when you hear the long hair or man period.
From the Bay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, stereotype, but from the Bay, I'm just like, she was pimping.
Well, man, you know, me being a father, dog, and having a daughter, I sincerely hope that she's alive and well, but more than likely, she's up there on her own accord, dog. She's up there because she wants to be there.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I think. So, you know, I hope she come on home soon.
Now, how did that impact you in your life and everything? Because it's not like, you know, when you on a show like Steve Wilkos, man, and what's the other cat, Amari Povich and all of them other dudes back in the day, they used to pretty much show those train wrecks on TV.
Right.
Once you on a show like that, though, it's kind of hard to live your regular life, man, because you become a public figure, so to speak.
Well, yeah, see, one thing I think that threw the lady off at around the same time, we had a girl named Kanika Jenkins in Chicago that died in a freezer at a hotel party. And there was a bunch of mystery around that too. And they were really dogging her friends out. So what I think they expected was people to start coming saying, yeah, he pimped me out before. and stuff like that. And I went to visit one of my ex-girlfriends in jail, and she was just looking at me like a deer in headlights. So I'm like, man, what is this fool doing? Wouldn't call me or nothing no more. She only had to do like 60 days or something like that. Mm-hmm. So when she gets out of jail, she's like, man, the police came to see me and said you were scheduled to visit and to get you to talk about this Alexis case and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow. So then it was like, it was women who would say, the police were pulling them over, asking about me, getting them to say that I pimped them and stuff like that. So, you know, they were trying to get me on everything. And this is after I done beat the Fed case already. So they really do a lot to try and take a black brother down. So, like, right now, I just try and stay on the straight and narrow. Anybody who know me, will tell you that, man, he just do the music stuff and do real estate and stay out the way.
You know? Yeah, for sure. Now, I got to ask you this, man, because I'm from the Midwest, though.
Right.
You know, I'm from Cleveland.
Right.
You know, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, outside of, you know, the gangster stuff, man, it's known for pimping.
Right.
Have you ever been involved in the game in any capacity? Not that I want you to tell them yourself, but
well,
do you have that in your history?
I was around the pimping, but me, what I did was I threw strip shows.
Okay, gotcha.
I threw strip shows. So, like, it wasn't enough for me to have 30 dancers come to the club and they all pay me to strip and I'm charging at the door. Like, that's what I always been into.
Yes, yeah, a big thing, like, at the pad. That's still going on to this day.
Yeah, I mean. Mm-hmm. I still put a strip show together. I even put a male strip show together, so it don't matter. So it's like, but by me doing that, it got me the persona of being a pimp. You know,
I got you. I can dig
that, that got people like, oh, beats a pimp. You got that. So no, I just don't see how a pimp have a good life, to tell you the truth, because it's like, I hate dealing with the woman I got, so to have to deal with a whole bunch of women attitudes and all that all the time. Like, I just don't see how a pimp could win. But, you know, shouts out to the bitch. I was just with Minister Simo when we was in L.A. at the BET Awards. But no, man. But I've been around the pimping. Like I say, I hang around some dudes. I've been around some dudes.
Dude. Yeah. Now, are you back at the crib? Are you still out here in L.A.?
Oh, no, I'm in the shower. I just came back this morning.
Oh, you came back this morning? Boy, you be moving around.
Hey, working. I'm going to go to that MCA to Spice One. Got a concert tomorrow, so I'm going to go up there and check that out.
Yeah, shout out to my co-host. See, I told y'all I wasn't lying. I told y'all eight was on the road. Yeah, me and him actually got to knock out a bunch of episodes. We got to record like probably like 9 episodes next week, dog, because he's going, you know, it's summertime. And he's starting to go on his tour and stuff. And James out there with his grandkids. So I'm flying solo tonight, man. You know what I need to do, though, man? I need to connect with you, man, and come down to Chicago, man, and do some stuff, man. I need to do like a whole week out there.
Anytime. Because, you know, it's a lot of untold stories that need to be told. You know, it's a lot of untold stories.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast.
to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stories that need to be told. Because, you know, all I do sometimes is just look up people paperwork. That's one thing that I like about Facebook. People real names be out there. So if it's a guy who just claim to be something, I just always look them up. And it's a lot of thorough cats. It's a lot of questionable cats, but Chicago is the place to be. I know Aiden and I'm going to have a good show. I remember when I was young and when Larry Hoover was throwing the concerts at Eight came. I remember one time, he was showing everybody love. He wasn't scared or nothing. And it's like when he was one of the biggest stars in the world, too.
No, Aiden is loved in Chicago, dog. Chicago, man, New York. All in the East and the Midwest, man, they love Aiden out there, man.
They love him. I was on his security. And the DOC head came. This after he had his accident. And he was like, man, this is the last place I perform at. And eight let him rock the mic. You know, it was like, that was legendary, man. That was history.
Yeah, for sure. Eight is very, man, you know, like you said, a lot of people don't know. That's why we had the one cat come up with the shenanigans. You know, with this shit, man, they get messy marks sometimes. You get people coming up with just any damn thing. And out of all people, they had to say Eight's name. I said, man, do you know how much Eight is beloved in Chicago? Larry Hoover was bringing him off of shows.
I seen him trying to clear that up now. Them is definitely my people that was talking about him. But, man, I'm sorry, man. I had a fair case. I have to see it in writing. Mm-hmm. I have to see it in writing. Because I know people get bitter and they just stuff it. Even I just said in the beginning, I said my ex-homie disappeared. Mm-hmm. I can call him a snitch all day long. Everybody in the street is calling him a snitch. But I haven't seen his name in no paperwork. It's just some people like paperwork don't matter. It do matter.
And like, yeah, paperwork matter. You got to see somebody's name on something before you just throw it all out of salt. That's why I don't even get into that, man, because this one of the things to me, if I'm not involved in the case and ain't nobody telling on me, it ain't none of my business, though. Because people will get what y'all don't understand out there. It's cute to play them little games online, calling people rats and all that, but somebody will bust your head open in the streets.
Well, now in the penitentiary, they'll put a knife in you for saying somebody then snitched on you and you ain't got no paperwork. But, you know, this gangster thing, man, I was in it from the beginning, man, since a child. And it is so distorted and it's so, like, I don't understand how people worship people that they've been to the penitentiary. I just don't get that. To me, like, that's nothing to brag about. That's like, it's no different than coming out of the casino, like, man, I lost.
Yeah, for real.
Like, to me, that's like, you didn't win. And
I'm going to tell you not to cut you off, bro. The unfortunate thing about the era that we live in, it's almost like a rite of passage for a young man to go to jail and come out and become an old sheep. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, man. But that's the mindset of some of these people because they don't know no better. That's why we need to start changing the narrative of this stuff. It ain't cool. It ain't fly to go to jail. What is fly is for you to live your life, go out, get educated, go find you a career, whatever it is that you're into, and do something positive with your life. That's what it is, man.
But like I say, it's these people who ain't never did nothing and never been in no situation. They living through rap songs, and they think that's how real life is. Like when I was in jail, that's the only time I've been to jail too, with my fair case. Because I still had to sit for 6 months before I bonded out. And people are telling me what they're in jail for, and I'm telling them to their face, I'm like, you're in the right place. And I hope they hit you with the book. I hope you do a lot of time. I'm telling them this in jail in their face. Like it was some dudes, they were robbing phone stores. And, you know, at first I'm like, who robs a phone store? And I'm like, y'all couldn't have been making no money. Like, nah, man, when you get 100 iPhones and 100 Galaxies and you got a fence to take them to, that's a $60,000, $70,000 hit. I'm like, oh, I never looked at it like that. And I'm saying, so let me ask you this. If I'm in the phone store paying my phone bill, buying a phone, and I got my daughter with me, how does that work? Oh, yeah, I got to get in the back like everybody else. You're going to put the strap on you? And I'm like, yeah. And I hope they give you life in prison for going around doing that to people. And I'm in jail telling dudes this. And it's like, I don't see how people don't understand when I hear people say, I wouldn't wish jail on my worst enemy. No, some people need to be there. But the gangsters make this thing that only child molesters and rapists should be in jail. And that's just nuts. No. Some of these people are scum, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that's like that scum, man. In this era that we in, that's all you go hear is a bunch of talking online, man. You hear a bunch of cats talking that don't know nothing about nothing. They ain't, you know, when it comes to this, ain't none of that happening. It's just all this So the best thing to do, man, is just to really mind your own, man, and you live
mind on. Your business. Because another thing about the snitching, I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't mad at nobody in my case who was lying on me trying to get out of jail. Because, man, it's something when they tell you, when you in court and the judge is like, 20 to life on this charge, 20 to life on this charge, 20 to life. And you just, I'm just like, damn, 20
to life. That got to be a real surreal feeling, though, man. If you sitting up here listening to that man, that rogue, tell you that you're probably going to be in jail for the next 20 or 30 years. That's
no,
that'll do something to your mind, man.
20 to life.
20 to life.
I'm not making no imaginary scenario up. This really happening to me. And I'm looking at my mama and looking at my kids like, damn, I'm looking at life in prison. The 20 is bad. But I'm like, 20 to life. I watched my mama cry. And I was like, man, this is real.
But man, this is the icing on the cake, though, dog. This is the real icing on the cake. You possibly go do the rest of your life in jail on some stuff you didn't do.
That I didn't do.
That you didn't do. And you got to keep your mouth shut about it. You feel what I'm saying?
But you got to keep your mouth shut about it. Now, that's what I chose to do. But I get it, man. It's people in there telling on their mama. I get
everybody
it.
Ain't cut for it, dog.
Everybody ain't cut for
everybody
it.
Everybody not cut for it. That's why I'm going to tell you something. That's why I'm square as a box of cereal and don't have no shame in saying it, man, because I'm not going to jail for nobody, dog.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Hey, really? The reason I had no... One of my little cousin, DeAndre, was on the case with me. Me and him on the same cell block.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him, I'm like, man, dog, I'm going to trial. And he's like, man, you think you should do that, cuz? And I'm like, you 24. You could do 20 years and come back. I'm not finna do no. I might well take life if I'm finna get 20 years.
Man, but just think about that. Even if you're 24, dog, who the hell want to go to jail for 20 years? You get out, you're 44 years old, right? Yeah. The quality of woman is kind of too late at that point to start a family unless you get a woman that's a little bit younger than you. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like your life is over with almost.
I got 4 or 5 of my guys around me that did 21, 20. It's nothing to them. They come back, get right back to it. But now, some of them catching cases still, they don't like it.
They act like
2 years might, now that they older, now that they're in their 50s, 2 years might as well be a life.
Think about it, though. I'm in my 50s, dog.
Right.
I'm not trying to go spend a month. I'm not trying to go spend a day. I need all my time, dog, because we don't have this, but I tell all my homeboys, right? Like, you know what our...
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. I tell Mike this. I don't care what we do or what y'all want to do. I'm going to support y'all with it. Let's just not waste no time. Because we don't have the time that we think we have. That's why you don't see me on here arguing with these clowns. Right. That's why you don't see me out here playing no games with nobody, because I don't have time for it. I'm constantly in mash mode, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, what you're doing, see, the streets are so focused. I remember one time I'm talking to my brother, and he's a school teacher. He was straight up in the street. I mean, he's getting all type of money. He's like, man, I'm going to go to college to be a teacher. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, you getting money. He's like, nah, man, this ain't finna last forever. And he sold all his cars and stuff. I hated him for it. And went to college and became a teacher. And now that's what he's doing to this day. But I remember him telling me, he's like, man, you're going to either work hard while you're young or work hard when you're old. And working hard when you're old ain't what's up. So I'm saying this to say, like me, I never really worked for nobody. So when I get 55, 65, I don't have no pension. So it's like, that's why I hustle like I hustle. That's why you see me all over, because I'm trying to stack money and buy property. That's what I didn't figure out what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's the best way. That's the best thing to do.
And flip property. And when I see, I'm working on my retirement right now. I'm not going to wait till I'm an old man.
As am I.
What I'm going to do.
As am I, because I'm going to tell you a big thing right now, what they're doing. And I'm going to tell y'all content creators out here now, don't sell your catalog to nobody, because they're going to come asking for it, but don't give it up. Because there's a lot of history out here. It's a lot of history and stories and everything. And that's the thing right now, man, with this content. And I see it, you know, I've been doing this now for 7-8 years, bro.
Right.
Before it became a fad, right?
Right.
What you're seeing now is they come and trying to buy people's catalog, their back catalog, dog. I had somebody offer me, I think, $500,000, dog. And then we go for some of our old stuff. And I said, I thought about it, though. I ain't going to lie.
But yeah, I said, it ain't no money.
Yeah, it ain't really no money, man, you know, right. Because by the time you get a check like that, man, a few years later, you're back in the same spot you was. And for some people that don't understand how money worked, they're in the worst spot because now they owe all these taxes.
Right. Well, you know what I love the PPP loan thing that went on. Because you have so many people that think, like, man, if I get $50,000, oh, my life's going to be this, it's going to be that. It's like,
that ain't no money, man. That's not no money.
It ain't no money. And it's like, I'm watching people, like, rest in peace of my son. He was like one of the PPP scammers, you know what I'm saying? So that's all he was doing was getting all this, that. And I'm like, man, you better do something with that money because... Rest in peace.
How long ago did your son pass away?
He died on July 24th last year.
God bless him, man. God bless you and your family, dog. That got to be hard, dog.
Man, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. It's like we had such a good relationship, and he really got to live his life. So I'm not going to say I like it, but I accept it. And he died in a car accident, being high, fell asleep, crashed into a tree. But all I ever told him was don't let these drugs be your demise. So I know I told him this, because like I really can't trip off of it. Like, he made a choice, you know. At his funeral, I said, hey, he's dead because he wanted to pop pills and stuff. So y'all need to think about that before you get behind the wheel, driving high or drunk or whatever. Everybody got drunk at the repast and still drove. So it's just like people just don't believe. But yeah, man, it's like hopefully when I'm saying a register to somebody. Cause my son, everywhere I went, he went. We all at the country, all this stuff, and he was only 24. But hey, he wanted to do them drugs.
That's sad. He lost his life so young, man. You know, because
so young.
At that point, man, you're only just really figuring it out, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the average man don't really figure it out till they 30, bro. That's why I hate seeing these shorties go down for the time they do, because right. they're not even who they go be yet, man. They 23, 24 years old. What they think in their mind right now, their mindset will be so different just for that next 5 years, dog. It's ridiculous. So you put a man in the jail for the rest of their life at that age, man. They never become who they were supposed to be.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. And when I caught that Fed case, I feel like God put me in there to talk to somebody or just to have it. Because, see, all my homies went to the pen. All of them did. I didn't, though. And it was just like, sometimes when you're trying to talk to dudes, they're like, well, you ain't never been to jail. You don't know what it's like or whatever, foolishness. But I'm in there, I'm watching dudes catch these RICO cases. You want to come back to the cell block and cry to me about what they doing to you. Mm-hmm. But when y'all all go out to court, y'all slapping hands and all that, like, you should be telling everybody, like, man, this is messed up. I done messed up my life. And honestly, up until I caught that case, man, I wasn't doing nothing but splurging, spending money all the time.
Most of us ain't doing nothing. Because how old was you again when you caught your case?
36.
Okay.
And I wasn't doing nothing.
I'm going to tell you, bro. I ain't going to say I never was a bum-ass dude. You know what I mean? But me in my 50s, I'm a way better man than I was in my 30s. I'm a way better man than I was in my 20s, for damn sure.
Right.
You know, I think you just kind of start figuring it out, man. I think your sense of urgency become, you get a more of a sense of urgency to get stuff done. You know, right. You don't have the time to sit around and kick it and do dumb shit and blow right. money. You know what I'm saying? So you get a dime, now you try to hold on to it. I'm more likely now. Whereas back in the day, man, when I was younger, I cut a check, dog. I'm going out to buy a new car. I'm going to get some rims.
Right.
I'm going to go buy a $1,000 pair of glasses. I don't care about none of that now, dog.
Right.
I don't care about none of that. I'm putting money up because, like you said, when you're your own boss, you don't have no 401k.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before you say, you got to kind of put up, man, as you go along, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, at some point, now I ain't gonna lie, COVID kind of changed my way of thinking. It kind of changed my way of thinking, because when COVID hit, I couldn't make no money off the rap stuff at all.
Yeah, that's when you saw all these dudes getting podcasts.
Podcast popping up, sitting in the house. I sat in the house. I fixed my credit. I never even cared about my credit before. My mama and sister used to be on me about it. I care less. So now I'm telling my sister, like, hey, I got a little money, but it's going to go fast. I got to figure out something. And she's like, hey, you should start buying some property with that and flipping it in. And I got off into that. But here I am. This is only in 2020 when I started. But that's right there made me say, like, hey, if I leave this earth today, what am I leaving? You know, what am I leaving for my kids and different stuff? So that just made me start moving different and hearing what my brother said. You're going to work hard when you're young or work hard when you're old. So that's why I don't mind moving on. Like, people don't know, man, I hate going to parties. I hate it. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I hate being out late. I go to sleep early because I get up early and do real business, you know? So it's like, but I know that I have to do this to have my exit plan straight. It's like it ain't no different when I was in the drug game. I remember I told my oldest daughter, Mama, I said, hey, I'm going to stop doing all this stuff. I'm going to get a studio and all that. She said, so you're saying you're going to try like be in the music business? I'm like, yeah, I'm just taking my money and do that. She said, okay, well, I'm going to leave you. And she left. You know what I'm saying? But even back then, I was just thinking of my exit plan. And you're like, ha ha, look at me now, look at you.
But that's the thing about a woman though, man. If a woman is not in your plan with you or don't believe in what you're doing, they can almost shortstop your goals. You know what I'm saying? If you sit up there and listen to that shit, they can cut you off. So you gotta definitely have a woman that's on board with you, dog, or it ain't gonna work.
You definitely, but I ain't gonna lie, I respect her to this day. We were young, but at least she did that and didn't stay in my way.
No. Yeah, she kept it real and she got on. She said, hey, if you go do this stuff, I'm leaving you. Because I'm gonna tell you, man, in a woman's defense, some of these dudes out here talk about they going to music, ain't got no business rapping. You need to go get your ass a job and take care of your family, because it ain't gonna happen for you. I don't have cats, man, that's 40 years old. Talk about, man, listen to my demo. Now, I'm not talking about the brothers that's been doing it for a while, dog. I believe. I don't think rap got no retirement age to it necessarily. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you just can't decide at the age of 40, I'm gonna become a rapper.
Well, see, here's the problem. Just like with what you're doing with the podcast, all this originated from hip hop. So you got to find other stuff to do.
Exactly.
Just besides being a rapper. You just got to. Like, I remember Monday, me and my daddy was talking. Mm-hmm. And my daddy is so funny, but sometimes he be telling the straight truth. And he was talking about Smokey Robinson. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but here I am, like 20 something, listening to him say this. And he's like, man, don't nobody want to see no old MF-er? Who want to see somebody old? And he's like, see, what you going to do when that rap stuff when you get old? And I'm like, man, he got a point. Don't nobody want to see these dudes when they get old. People ain't going to see Curtis Blow right now. And I'm like, man, I got to
know. You know what, though, bro? I think it is a certain people. Like, Curtis Blow is a forefather of rap. You know what I mean? I think he got certain times where he can go do the old school festivals. Like, I still go to a Big Daddy Kane concert. I still go see Wu-Tang, you know, all the Wu-Tang.
That's the only rapper I've never met that I want to meet is Big Daddy. Keep going, though.
Yeah, but like, it's like this. Like, I would love to see Willie D and Scarface hook up and do some more music together. I think it's just certain stuff that's cool. You know what I mean?
But you have to remember, I'm a promoter. And 10 years ago, that old school stuff went where it was at. Now, you got the old school rappers making just as much as the new school ones when they go out. You know what I'm saying? 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this, dog. Since you are a promoter, who you think the hottest ticket from the West Coast is right now in the Midwest?
From the West Coast and the Midwest?
Yeah, like who could you book right now and sell out every date that you do? Or make money on every date?
I can say this. This might have a lot of people like, what is this dude talking about? They had a concert here in Chicago. And the headliner was Kendrick Lamar. And it was like Future. Somebody else was going to probably go Boosie or something. After Future performed, half the crowd got.
Yeah. Future liked that with that music. And there ain't no knock against Kendrick. Future got them head knockers, though. He got that club music, though.
I'm just saying, up this way, if it ain't about getting high.
That's what I was going to say, too. That's the Midwest. People. That's the Midwest and the South, dog. Yeah, the Midwest and the South, like real grimy gangster shit, dog.
Because like the boy Blueface, they'll come out for him. They'll come out
Blueface for him. Blueface got a following.
Yeah, but like somebody with real lyrics.
Well, you know what's crazy, dog? I'm going to tell you something that's real ill, right? Spice One.
Right.
MC8. The Dog Pound.
Right.
Them dudes is going to be able to go out and get money forever.
Yeah, for the rest of their life.
They're going to go out and get money. They're going to be able to go out forever. Because them dudes stay booked. I know eight.
Well, they made classics. But see, like I said, they fans just got older, though.
Yeah, for real.
We can't relate to what these young... Who want to be at a concert with their granddaddy? You know what I'm saying? So now that they fans are older, we got to go listen to something. So I done been on the old school tours with Scarface and Too Short and Project. They packing arenas now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. Think about it like this. I'm in my 50s, dog. You know what's in my playlist right now?
What's
Project
that?
Black Cheese and Dope, Scarface, what? The Diary, even his new one. My boy EP executive produced that one too. The latest album Scarface put out, man, it was hard. It's probably his best album.
Yeah, I know.
Deeply Rooted.
I'm sorry.
Deeply Rooted album.
Which one?
Deeply Rooted. Scarface.
Deeply Rooted. Yeah, he put out his latest album.
Yeah.
Right.
His latest album, dog. And that's pretty much it. The extensive dog pound. I'm gonna tell you who gonna be able to make money forever. Who's like the biggest rapper on the planet? A lot of people gonna give his props. Snoop Dogg.
Who?
Snoop.
Oh yeah, come on, man. Snoop is the originator, man.
Yeah, Snoop is like an icon, dog. He all over the world. And I'm gonna tell you how I knew it was levels to this. Me and Big Syke, rest in peace. That was my dog, Big Tyrus, man. You know, Tupac's right hand man.
Right.
So we in Dubai, man. And I go down to the hotel to the laundry room. You know, the dry cleaning thing. And I'm picking up some stuff, and the lady is saying, "Oh, you have very nice shirts." Like, she says, "Nice material. What do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm in entertainment, right?" And she says, "Rap music." I said, "Yeah." She said, "I don't know much rap, but I know Snoop Doggy Dogg. He's my favorite."
Mm-hmm.
And this lady had to be about 70 some years old. And let me know. I said, "Man, Snoop getting all the money."
Snoop the man. You know somebody else they sleep on, though?
Who's that?
People sleep on Bone.
Oh, no. Bone is iconic, dog. Bone are icons. And I think if they ever decided to and buckle down, dog, and decided to just really put an album together, I think they'd have another platinum album. They still cold. Crazy Bone still rhyme his ass.
One show you're never going to see that would have never happened because how much would the ticket cost? See, the West Coast get the props, South, East. But tell me this. At their heights, you would have never been able to see Nelly, Eminem, R. Kelly, Bone, Kanye. That would have never happened on one ticket. It would have never happened. Now, these other places, you can get a West Coast concert with a lot of heavy hitters. You can get a down South concert with a lot of heavy hitters. But that never would have happened with the Midwest. We had some of the biggest people to do it. And it's just like everybody act like they don't see that.
Oh, dog, I'm going to tell you this right now. And I know I'm going to get a bunch of inboxes, but don't do it because I got facts. The biggest artists in the world are from the Midwest. As a whole, you know, when you think about it, dog, when you think about it now, you think about it, Big Sean, Eminem. Don't give me no stuff about Eminem not being this, that, and boy sells some records.
Yeah.
Eminem, Big Sean, you got Tech N9ne that's selling millions of records now.
Tech N9ne.
You got all of them. Chicago, Detroit got that little Bay Area sound going out. Them little right. dudes out there selling records.
Yeah, look at Kanye.
Kanye West. Yeah, he's from the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But man, I appreciate you jumping on here with me, man. And we gonna have to do a part two.
Man, anytime. We'll have to do
another part two. And I might ask, yeah, you connect that Chicago run, you and the other homies. So I come up there for a few weeks and just get everybody on things. I got a whole bunch of homies I want to talk to. And I keep telling them, we're not doing everything remote. Like, I want to get you live, dog.
Well, no. You coming in July. You want your Project Pat interview? Come in July. And I have
for sure. Well, I'll be down there. When I come back from Hawaii next week, dog, I'm there.
I'm gonna send you the date because Pat'll be up here with me.
Oh, for sure. Give me the date, dog. Me and my dude Brian will take that flight out there.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to you. Numbers up for you, brother.
All right, for sure. Let me check us out then. That concludes another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles podcast. I appreciate the homeboy Uncle Beats. Stop through the city in with me. Beats, give me your information, dog, where they can go tap in with you at.
Man, you can find me anywhere under Uncle Beats. You know, I got music, I got videos, I got interviews, I got everything. Look up Uncle Beats on all social media. I'm coming up.
Yeah, for sure. And he connected with every damn body in the world. If I don't know him, Uncle Beats know him, that's for damn sure. And we out of here.
Let's get it.
All right.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.